Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, April 14, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week's bombing in Cairo, Egypt may be one indicator that terrorism is on the rise there. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says while all terrorism concerns him, this one is especially troubling.
This has been a relatively quiet country from the standpoint of overt terrorism. There is a lot of change going on, wanting to have open elections, and those types of things will stir up radical Islamic movement.
IN Network trains pastors and lay leaders all over the Middle East. Next, believers in Jordan can be harassed for practicing their faith, but Open Doors is reporting triumph for a Christian widow mother. The Amman Court of Islamic Law revoked the legal guardianship of the children's Muslim uncle and ordered him to repay the misspent funds to the children's trust accounts. The children's mother, Siam Kanda, has been in custody court battle since 1998. Open Doors has been appealing for prayers and letters on her behalf for years. And international attention toward the Chinese repression. And international attention toward the Chinese repression of Christians is being documented throughout the nation. However, China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says the picture is incomplete. Their teams have found quite a different story in Hangzhou on China's east coast.
This particular church is going to be the largest church facility in China when it's completed. Their dedication service for this particular new church building will be in May. And I am going to represent China Partner at this opening dedication service.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.